Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Pro-abortionists will not stop until they expand unlimited abortion on demand around the globe. Not surprisingly, the radical pro-abortion organization, the Center for Reproductive Rights, which opposes virtually any and all laws which might restrict abortion, is expanding its legal work into areas in the world where unborn children are still protected by law. According to the Parliamentary Network for Critical Issues, which is headed by our dear friend Marie Smith, the center has established new offices in Bogota, Colombia, and Nairobi, Kenya. Latin America and Africa, world regions which have long recognized the humanity of the unborn child, are increasingly becoming targets for pro-abortion organizations, which argue that women's health in the region would be improved with access to better so-called reproductive health care. Of course, to the pro-abortion organizations, reproductive health care is nothing but code for abortion on demand. But why focus on Latin America and Africa now? As the Parliamentary Network notes, pro-abortion activists have experienced success in both countries via different tactics with strategic assistance from the Center for Reproductive Rights. In Latin America, the organization seeks to exert influence on its priority countries of Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Peru, with the establishment of the new office in Colombia. The center states that the mission of the office will include targeting abortion bans and legal barriers to access abortion services by engaging with policymakers and other activist organizations to ultimately build a more powerful and transnational reproductive rights movement. That mission, by the way, was outlined by Monica Arango, Regional Director for Latin America and the Caribbean in the Center's International Legal Program and the head of the Bogota office. Arango is from Colombia, where she previously was a legal advisor to the Constitutional Court of Colombia before she joined with Monica Roa at Women's Link Worldwide. Roa challenged Colombia's pro-life laws, which resulted in the 2006 decision of the Constitutional Court to allow abortion in cases of rape, incest, the life of the mother, or if the child has a disability. The legislature had voted against legalization of abortion 6 times before the court decision. The Parliamentary Network notes that the Center for Reproductive Rights Regional Office in Nairobi, Kenya, will concentrate on advancing a reinterpretation of human rights to include abortion and access to abortion under the broad term of reproductive health or health care. The focus of the center will include the high incidence of maternal deaths, including those from unsafe abortion, human rights abuses perpetrated against women seeking reproductive health care, and adolescent girls' reproductive health. Targeted countries are Kenya, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Uganda, as the center seeks to transform the landscape of reproductive health and rights worldwide. The center was very active in the campaign for the new constitution in Kenya, which legalized abortion for a broad health exception. In a paper written by the center after passage of the new constitution in Kenya, they wrote, "Under the new Kenyan constitution, women have the right to access safe and legal abortion where the pregnancy presents a danger to their mental or physical health." It continues, "Although not defined in the Kenyan constitution, health is defined by the World Health Organization as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity." If that sounds familiar, it's because it's similar to the definition of so-called health handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973, which ultimately allowed abortion for any reason at essentially any stage of pregnancy. As we have seen time and again, data show that in order to decrease maternal deaths in the developing world, women need access to better health care, not legalized abortion. But that won't stop pro-abortion organizations from imposing their deadly agenda upon unsuspecting populations around the world. For more information, be sure to visit our resource link section at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.